what is within reach. So in the past couple of years within cloud, the rage, if you will, have been around PaaS or platform as a service and containerization or containers. You've probably heard of companies or terms like Docker or Ansible, those types of things. The capability of not only being able to drive deeper automation, but the ability to, rather than have to manage an infrastructure level, right, where you're not managing an operating system, you're not managing all the tenants of an operating system and the application installs of an operating system. Instead, you are just consuming public cloud services in a secure manner specific for your application. You don't have to worry about patching the Windows or Linux operating system every month with rigor. I will tell you that we've already seen some of that adoption in healthcare, specifically in the payer space. However, it is early days. Folks like Amazon Web Services, as well as, you know, the other big boys being the Googles and the Azures, have already launched many of these containerization services and platform as a service services, but they're still evolving, specifically around security. To be completely honest, I think it's kind of repeating the trend, right? Where you go into the market with a new container or platform as a service offering in this scenario. It is bleeding edge. All of the ISV and SaaS companies adopt it because they see I can reduce my cost. And by the way, I don't have to manage all this infrastructure stuff. Oh yeah, I need to worry about security. So what I think you're going to see over time is that those kind of container platforms, those kind of platform as a service platforms are going to continue to be adopted heavily, specifically as they get kind of a security layer on top of it and can reassure that non-technical buyer that the environment is still going to be protected.